It's a different feeling when you have an NFL team in your hometown the day after winning a game. Like, everyone in town seems to be in a good mood.
I tell you what, I don't know, outside of being in the Raiders facility, if a lot of people thought the Raiders could beat the New Orleans Saints. But they, you know, obviously they started slow, and as the game went on, they just picked up the pace. And, you know, New Orleans Saints never really had a game plan to cover Waller. You know, they tried to double team him late in the game, but they just never could find a way to stop him. And, you know, Derek Carr played an extremely good game. I mean, this is the sixth game where he has at least one touchdown pass and no interceptions, and I believe that's his longest streak in his career. So as long as he's keep playing well, they got that running game going, and the defense keeps playing a little bit better and better, and that young secondary keeps playing better, man, they can be a hard out.
What do you expect from future opponents when it comes to trying to slow down Darren Waller in terms of coverage?
Well, they're going to start doubling him.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. Linebackers can't run with him. And then even safeties can't. You know, you saw last night where Malcolm Jenkins, I mean, gosh, it looked like he had quicksand at times trying to cover him in space. And, you know, he had that one play on him, but that was really it. I think he had one PBU on him. Other than that, you know, Waller caught all his balls. You know, he's just one of those players that, you know, first of all, he has a great story, right? He has a tremendous story. Second, third chances. You know, he cleans himself up. The Raiders take that chance on him, and man, he's balling out. And the guy is one of the top four tight ends in the National Football League. Really, I say top three. I mean, you go Kittle, you go Kelsey, and then who's after that? You got to go Waller. So when you have players like that on your roster, defense coordinators need to start double thinking how they're going to play against him.
Well, Rod, I thought it was interesting last night because it seemed like John Gruden was also helping as well to make sure that no matter what you did with Waller, that Derek Carr was going to have options, because it seemed that they were spreading it out. They'd go 4 and 5 wide. And if you're the Saints, I mean, you got some decisions to make at that point, right, about who you're going to actually try to cover.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Really, I think the one person that's going to be game plan week in and week out, as all defense coordinators are going to do, is going to be Waller. You know, you got Ruggs. He can run. You have another young receiver in Edwards. You know, you have Renfrow in the slot who, man, he's a nifty guy. And then you bring in this veteran, Nelson Aguilar, when he comes in. They do have some playmakers, but they won't be game planned yet. You know, so they're still getting to the next level. They're still understanding what's going to take to play in the National Football League. I think most defense coordinators, when they look at the Las Vegas Raiders, I almost said Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders, and how they're going to stop them, you're going to stop the running game with Josh Jacobs, and how am I going to stop Darren Waller? That's my two concerns right now if I'm playing against the Raiders.
NFL Hall of Famer Rod Woodson joining us here on Cofield & Company. Right, I don't know that the tight end position necessarily had the same athletes or type of players when you were playing, but does Waller remind you of anyone
saying?
In particular?
Are you saying I'm old? Are you saying I'm really old? What are you saying?
Listen,
he was,
man,
jump passing when I was playing?
No, they were not jump passing. You were here. I'll tell you what I remember.
Listen,
as a Giants fan.
Shannon Sharp?
That's exactly what I was going to point to. Those Ravens teams, those Ravens teams wrecked my Giants, especially in the Super Bowl. So I still have very fresh memories of you playing. It was like it was yesterday for me. But who does he remind you of?
Well, I mean, all those hybrids, you know. So you go back to when they start flexing out the tight ends, right? So Shannon Sharp, you know, the Tony Gonzalez. When they start isolating those guys, you got to remember Shannon. You know, Shannon was a receiver when he went to college. And he comes into the pros, and they make him into a tight end. So that was kind of like the turning point of how they're going to start using these players, and they start moving them around, putting them on outside on the by themselves, making them like looking like the X receiver, and it's different. And now, you know, if you can find those type of players, you know, those Darren Wallows, the Kittle, you know, the Kelsey, when you can find guys like that, Ertz. When you can find guys like that, he's a matchup nightmare. And, I've seen him in my time, but we're just seeing him more and more and more because we're starting to take those oversized receivers and making them into tight ends as they go into the league, and they're hard to cover from safeties and linebackers.